Hey, this is Offhand with Stephen and Lydia. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Lydia. Hello, everybody.
We are talking about money again.
Oh, there they go. Stephen and Lydia talking about money.
Well, yeah.
Because the Bible has so much to say about it.
It does.
Money is something that we use all the time in our life. So if the Bible talks a lot about it and we use it a lot, we should know what the Bible says about it.
Yeah. So the Bible is helping us know what we should do with our money. This one, we want to talk about receiving it.
Yeah, it might be like, well, I love to receive money. That's awesome.
Yeah, but it can feel kind of weird sometimes.
Yeah.
Depending on when you're giving it money or why. So we're going to talk about that. In a recent podcast, episode 620, we talked about the story in the Bible where the churches were taking up a collection of money to give to the struggling church in Jerusalem.
Yeah, and we learned that giving is something that we can do with our money and that it should be done cheerfully. We should be so happy to give our money to those who might have a need.
Yeah, but what about the other side of the story? What do you think it was like for Jerusalem, the church in Jerusalem, to receive that gift? I can imagine that maybe it would make them feel kind of bad. Like, oh, yeah, we don't have very much. Thank you, everybody, for giving us money. Especially that one church who didn't have very much either.
Right, yeah.
And they were giving their money.
It might make you feel a little bad, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever been given a gift of money or something else even? Something else that wasn't money, but something you didn't have that you needed? Maybe it wasn't your birthday or Christmas or anything, and you were just struggling, and people were like, here, you can have this.
Yeah.
How did that make you feel?
Yeah.
Kind of makes me feel funny sometimes, where I'm like, I don't know, it just feels bad, because I like to give.
Yeah, and especially because Jesus did say it is more blessed to give than to receive.
Oh, yeah. See, you want to give. You want to give. You don't want to have to be the one that needs it.
Yeah.
So should we feel guilty receiving money from someone who wants to help encourage and bless us? Well, the key comes in realizing that all good things come from God.
Yeah, James 1:17 says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change.
Yeah, when we remember that God is actually the one behind the gifts that are given to us, then it's much easier to respond in the way that we should, with thankfulness.
Yeah, and this is exactly what the Apostle Paul anticipated happening when the church in Jerusalem received a gift from the other churches.
Yeah, I'm going to read our verse of the day. It's 2 Corinthians 9, 12 through 15. It says, for the ministry of this service is not only supplying the needs of the saints, but is also overflowing in many thanksgivings to God. By their approval of this service, they will glorify God because of your submission that comes from your confession of the gospel of Christ and the generosity of your contribution for them and for all others. While they long for you and pray for you because of the surpassing grace of God upon you, thanks be to God for his inexpressible gift.
Wow. So if you think about it, giving and receiving is kind of just like a big cheerful circle of blessing and thanks, all with giving God all the glory.
Yeah, and we always want God to get the glory, don't we?
Yeah.
So that's another thing we can do with money. We can receive it with thanks. To who? To God. Thanks to God.
Yes.
I mean, we can thank other people, but only as far as they are giving gifts that God told them to give.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So humbly take a gift that people are giving. They want to bless you because you can give glory to God and God is using it to bless you and them.
That's right.
Yep. So there you go. That's what you can do with money. Another thing.
You can receive it with thanks.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Oh, I like getting money as like a gift for like my birthday.
Oh, yes. Too.
I mean, mm-hmm. That is one of my favorite gifts because I like to go shopping.
You like to pick out what you would like.
Yep. Yeah. I like to be surprised with the thing too, but it is fun to go shopping and get your own thing at the store.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what else I like? Telling some jokes.
You nailed it.
I had
it's
a
like
feeling.
You read my mind.
I had a feeling.
I love a good joke. To give the funny bone a poke. Knick knack knacks or riddles, for grown-ups or kiddles. I love a good joke.
Hey, Steven.
Hey, Lydia.
And everybody else. Which of King Arthur's Knights of the Round Table gave the most exciting gifts?
I don't know. Who was it?
It was Surprise. Good old Surprise. He gives the best gifts.
I love a good joke. We'll learn from here to Roanoke. Be it knock-knocks or riddles for grown-ups or kiddles. I love a good joke.
All right.
Joke about money.
Oh, okay.
When does it rain money?
Ooh, today, I hope. That would be great.
When there's change in the weather.
I love a good joke.
It should have money in the weather a lot in Michigan, then.
There's a lot of change
in
the weather.
All the time.
That's right, especially springtime in Michigan.
Man, it's been like crazy change. Crazy changey. Puppet Positors, we would love to hear about your money adventures.
Yes.
Hopefully you've heard all the money podcasts. If you haven't, go find them. You can find them.
They're there.
I think in a couple of them we referenced the other ones.
Yeah,
so
if you go back to 620, I think in 620 we referenced the other one. So then you can could keep
be.
Going back.
Yeah, let's go back and back and back. You can find what the Bible says all about money. But we would love to hear from you, StephenLydiaSing@yahoo.com. And, you know, just talk to us.
We would love it.
What's your favorite thing of money to do? We talked about a lot of different
things
you can do, so I would love to hear. What else?
Can check out the website, ghhinc.org. There's our schedule there of where we're going to be. It won't be long before we'll be on the road traveling.
Yeah, you really should pull that up and make some summer plans.
That's right.
That's what you should do.
Yes.
Because you know you want to come see us.
Yeah.
We might be real near you, and you can say, or maybe we're not, and it's time for a road trip. I don't know.
Ooh.
I don't know. I'm just saying, check it out and talk to your parents and be like, I gotta go see them.
You know what road trips mean, too.
More podcasts to listen
to. More podcasts to listen to in the car.
Could say.
And probably some snacks, too.
And by the time you get to us, you'll know the joke song so well, you can sing it with us.
What's one of your favorite, like, road trip snacks?
Oh, that's hard. I really like, Buffalo pretzel pieces.
Oh.
Those are good. Especially if you have like a really good refreshing drink to wash them down. Because they can
get a little spicy. Yeah. I really like combos.
Oh, okay.
That's like a really good road trip snack.
I like cheese sticks with my pretzel pieces too. Because that's a good mix.
That's right. It's also very cooling.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Or grapes. I like grapes are a good road trip snack.
What about
snack.
Apples?
Apples are a good road trip snack.
They are,
Yeah. Except I like mine with peanut butter.
And that is not as
easy. No.
Yeah, no.
No.
It's a little more of the messy ones.
Yeah, but
and mom's like, no, that's too messy in the car.
Too messy. You're gonna get peanut butter all over my seat.
And it's sticky.
Yeah. You know, the downside of having kind of a spicy snack is that then you do have to drink more and then you have to stop again. At the bathroom.
I need another rest area.
Yeah, that makes Dad frustrated.
It's true.
A little bit.
We just stopped.
But it is fun to eat and snack and listen.
Yeah.
I love a good
road
trip.
And the best part of the road trip, when you finally get to where your destination is.
That's right. Or maybe there's some really cool stuff to see along the way.
That's true.
Have you ever gone on a road trip where you enjoyed the trip more than the destination?
Oh, I mean, I can't think of a particular
like
time,
not even like
but,
you
like,
didn't
but I know I do really like getting to the place like from there from the start to the finish. I really do like the journey.
Sounded good. I like that. That should be like on a journal.
Yes.
Enjoy the journey.
Journal
about it. and Stephen and Lydia could be at the end.
Ooh, yes. So yeah, check out that schedule. That's where we started.
That's right.
Check that out.
And this is where we end.
Yes. Thank you for joining us. This has been Offhand with Stephen and Lydia, a production of God's Helping Hands.